Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. Also, for those who don't realize, Radio Entrepreneurs is just a hobby for me. I'm also CEO and chairman of Mage LLC, management consulting firm since 1985. We've worked with over 700 organizations, helping entrepreneurs achieve greater success through hopefully good partnering with us and good consulting. Our next guest, Michael Kirsten of Briggs Original. I want you to know I'm not an alcohol drinker, but he brought in some, we call it fruit, what would you call it?
I call it an alcoholic seltzer.
An alcoholic seltzer. I tried it with Alex, who's now going off into the other room to take a nap. And I thought for what it was, it's actually quite refreshing. I guess that's the goal, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an alcohol drinker, but if I was an alcohol drinker, that goes down easy and it is refreshing.
Absolutely. And, we're really playing off of the health conscious consumer trends that are so prevalent right now. This type of beverage is naturally gluten free, low calorie, low sugar. So this is definitely the type of beverage that, caters towards that person who's looking to live a healthy lifestyle and also enjoy themselves.
A healthy alcoholic lifestyle. Yes. Okay. I'm just teasing you a little bit. Okay. No, that's just me. I'm a Puritan when it comes to drinking. It's only 140 calories.
Yeah. So 140 calories, got about 9 carbs, 9 grams of sugar per 12-ounce serving. So light on the sugar. This type of product is also made in a really interesting way. It's not like beer or wine. It's made with a fermented simple sugar base. So the sugar ferments out all the way. What you get is this flavor neutral 5% alcohol base. And then we just add a little bit of real Massachusetts cranberries, a touch of lime and a touch of sugar. And that's really it.
David, those who are watching our YouTube channel will see it. You don't look very old. How did you get into something like this? What got you? Do you come from an entrepreneurial family?
I'd really attest this to my childhood and growing up. When I was in kindergarten, I met my friend Neil Quigley. And Neil and I have been really good friends ever since elementary school. In high school, Neil actually picked up a hobby of brewing beer. And we would brew craft beers together. And Neil really picked up this hobby and took off with it. In college, he went to UVM, ended up dropping out of UVM and going to Brew Lab over in the UK. He also was the head brewer for a company called Farmer Willie's Alcoholic Ginger Beer.
Right.
And basically, his passion for beverage, my passion for entrepreneurship, we ended up teaming up together about a year and a half ago. And Neil handles the brewing side. We were basically making 5-gallon test batches in the garage. I was at Babson College, and the two of us teamed up and really kind of brought this vision to light.
So does this conflict somewhat with your Babson experience? I mean, in terms of getting, trying to be a full-time student?
It was definitely difficult. When we first started working on this company, I was a full-time student at Babson College. And the balance of working on the business and the balance of, doing my best in class was definitely difficult. I was in summer classes at the time trying to get ahead, but I was actually, pretty distracted working on the business. Came into my fall semester of last year, the pull was really strong. And basically what ended up happening was my grades went down a little bit. I was focusing more on the business. And in the spring, I decided that it made most sense for me to focus full time on the business and not let my grades suffer and not let the business suffer, to really focus on an opportunity that, needed full time attention. And
so you took a leave at Babson?
Yes, I'm currently on a leave of absence from Babson. I have been for 2 semesters. And we've been working on this company full time for the last 9 months now.
So how far have you progressed? Where is it selling?
So basically, we launched this product in June of this last summer. We're in about 150 off-premise retail locations. So, your liquor stores like Cappy's, Blanchard's, Gordon's. And we're also distributed through Martinetti Companies United Liquors, which is the largest, most prominent alcohol distributor in New England. So it's been very nice to make a strategic partnership with them. We're actually their exclusive alcoholic seltzer. This industry and market has really taken off in the last 3 years with a company called Spike Seltzer. They invented the alcoholic seltzer 3 years ago. They've since merger and acquisition with AB InBev about 6 months ago. So this space is really taking off. This is the first summer that this type of product was distributed nationwide.
Sounds pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, definitely.
How many people are in the business now?
So we've got three people in the business. It's Neil and I. We co-founded the company, and then we have a girl by the name of Greta Schindler. She's our head of sales. We also went to high school with her, so it's definitely a pretty tight-knit
this
company
right
now. This
is a Newton North club, right?
Yes, it is a Newton
this
North club
the,
right now.
This is the alcoholics club of Newton North.
Well, I guess you could say so. I guess we spend more time working on it than drinking it. Wait, so
you're a Newton South graduate, aren't you?
Newton South graduate.
That's Chris, our producer. He's a Newton South graduate. So, but he and he used to be an officiat, right. an expert on alcohol, but he has now given it up. So,
yeah.
I myself sent my children to Newton North. So, hopefully, they don't drink.
Well, I will say
because their father doesn't.
I will say that since we started the company, we've definitely stopped drinking as much. It's a very busy time for us, and
that's an easy drink to drink.
It is easy, but
the problem with that drink is you don't think you're drinking alcohol, so you just want to drink it. It's like, oh wow, this is a fun seltzer. Next thing you know, you're in a hammock. Isn't that sort of true? I mean, that's the competitive advantage of it.
It is.
It's
yeah.
like, wow, this is a nice, light, refreshing seltzer. But if you have two or three of those, I'm sure you are in the hammock.
Definitely. It's it's definitely very light, easy to drink. And it's kind of like a modern day version of these hard sodas that you would see that, you know, they
which I hate.
Yeah, and I don't like them either.
They're syrupy.
They're so cloying, they're so sugary, yeah. They're so bad for you, they make you feel terrible. And this is kind of like the refined modern version where you kind of hit on all of the low sugar, the low calories, gluten-free. We use 100% real fruit. We're actually the only company in the space that uses 100% real fruit, so that's our real differentiating factor. We get all of our cranberries from a company called New England Cranberry Company.
Right.
Her name is Allison Goldberg. Great. She's been working in the cranberry industry for over 20 years now, and so we've made an alliance with her, a partnership with her, and she provides us with this really beautiful pure Massachusetts cranberry syrup.
Really a nice product.
Thank you.
So do you see yourself staying in the cranberry juice business for years, expanding it? Do you see yourself selling off?
So we're currently working on some plans to bring some new flavors to the market this upcoming spring. In this type of market, people want options. Not everybody likes cranberry. Of course, we like cranberry, and we hope that the people
that are
drinking
it. It's very New England.
Very New England, very Massachusetts, and that's kind of how we wanted to position ourselves in the market as this really Massachusetts product. Using the local fruit and being made locally is also really important. We're made in Somerville. But we definitely want to bring some new flavors to the market this upcoming spring and be able to give our consumers some options.
And hold on to the company? You think you want to stay in the business for a while?
I'd say that it's definitely a medium-term plan. You know, we're looking to grow the company within New England once we get past that point, if we're lucky to do so. I think that there becomes some options in terms of growth nationally or semi-nationally. But our goal right now is to really take over as much of New England as possible.
Doing any innovative marketing? You're young, so you probably know more about social marketing than most food company entrepreneurs we meet here at Radio Entrepreneurs.
So we definitely did some interesting marketing over the summer. On July 29th, we threw a music festival called Briggs Fest. We hosted and curated this music festival at Lawnondie in South Boston. We had some national artists come in and perform. Sammy Adams, who's a local Boston guy who ended up becoming a national Billboard singer and rapper. And we had over 2,000 people at this music festival at Lawnondie. There was a lot of Briggs. It was a beautiful day. A lot of target market coming around the beverage and experiencing it for the first time. Of course, in the lead-up months to it, we saw a lot of impressions online and kind of grew the brand and the perception to the consumer. So it was definitely a really exciting and busy summer for the Briggs team.
And are you self-financing this business with your partner?
We actually have outside investments. Our lead investors are Sammy Zakut and Hans-Peter Schaefer. Sammy is the current CFO of Gillette, and Hans-Peter is former senior global supply chain for MillerCoors. So the two of them really got involved in the pretty early stages of the business. I was set up with Hans-Peter, one of my good friends. It's his father. And I was really looking for advice, and I wanted to talk to him about our company and everything we were doing. And we ended up talking more and more often, you know, every couple weeks, then it became every couple days. And he grew kind of an interest in investing, and we kind of made a really nice partnership with Sammy and Hans-Peter, who are our business partners in their own right. They met at Gillette. And so, you know, it's kind of taken off from there. We now have six other outside investors, and we're about to start raising another round in the next couple weeks.
Oh, very exciting. So if somebody wants to find you and
yes.
the product, how would they do that?
So if they're looking to find the product, we have a website, briggsoriginal.com, B-R-I-G-G-S original.com. We have a locations map on our website, which shows the about 150 locations that we're in Eastern Massachusetts. And if they're looking to get in contact with me, you can reach me at my email, michael@briggsoriginal.com, B-R-I-G-G-S original.com.
That's pretty exciting. Will you come back again and talk to us again about the product?
Absolutely. Happy to come back whenever you'd like to talk. Yeah,
great.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we've been speaking with Michael Kirsten of Briggs Original. And, you know, I've been involved a little bit in the spirits business, and I'll say it's really nice, refreshing alcoholic drink.
Thank you.
And if I was an alcoholic drinker, I would see it. But I could see this at a lot of my friends' pools in the summers. It's a great alternative.
Definitely.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.